And what do you remember of that first game for the first team against Coventry?
Well, I had the dubious record of appearing in the worst defeat loss I'd ever had at that point. I think we would be lost 45-3, and that was with a 3-point try.
but it was at Coventry, I think.
Oh, yes, it was away. Yeah, all I remember that day, I was tackling these two big Coventry centres. One was Tim Dalton, I think. Because we rarely had the ball, and we were defending all the time. And it was a bit of a horrendous day game. Subsequent fixtures were better organised, like Old Blues, I think we played on the county day. And Moseley, although they were, just said they were a good club side, they weren't as strong as Coventry then.
The Old Blues game, when I was going to ask you about, was that your debut at Kingston?
Yes, it probably. Yes, that would have been it. Probably.
And you scored a couple of tries too, didn't you?
Yes, because the situation then was our pack got on top, and we had a bit of ball, you know, instead of defending all the time, has managed to get a bit of possession and run some tries in.
And you were playing outside centre.
Yes, that's right.
So who would you have been playing alongside then, Eric?
Well, John Bayliss was already established in the first as the first team centre. I can't remember, it's such a long time ago, I suppose I should do it.
I've got the programme here.
Have you really?
Yeah, well, a copy of it, yeah.
So what date are we talking about, John?
We're talking about November 61.
Yeah, that would have been it.
And a chap called Ingram was playing up
front. Yeah, Stan Ingram. Yeah, he died recently.
But Bob Timms was on the one wing, Bob Hannaford was on the other.
Yeah, he joined last year.
And you were in the centre with Alan Holder.
Oh, we were all Oak Cryptians, yes.
Yeah. With Gary Mason, Terry Hobson as halfbacks. Yeah. You scored a couple of tries, and Bob scored one as well.
Ah, was Dick Smith playing then as well?
Dick Smith. Oh, Dick Smith scored 3 tries from wing forward there. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was quite a good win. I do recall that.
Yeah, 40-3 made up for the Coventry a bit.
Somewhat.
So, do you recall the tries to this day, Eric?
Yes. In fact, I did keep a cutting which I haven't unearthed yet, but. Well, my father did anyway. When he died, he left a box full of cuttings, and I've actually got a photograph of it, of my scoring it. So that was something to
manage. Talk us through it. Talk us through it.
Well, I don't think I could do that one. I think I was just probably standing near the line, and somebody else gave me the ball, and I put it down. But it's hard to say.
That's what Bob says. Terry Hobson gave me the ball, and he put it down.
Just a moment off from that, while I'm thinking of it, I did give Bob Timms a scoring pass at Lydney. Before the first second crossing was built, we used to play Lydney on the Thursday before Good Friday. And I went as travelling reserve, although there were no replacements then. And Pete Ford had gone, who I think he was captain, but he was certainly in the team, but he'd gone on the Barbarians tour to South Wales. And he was, although he was with them, he said he would play because he wasn't playing in the first match, I think, against Penarth. But he was held up by Chepstow race traffic coming through on that South Wales road. So I was there with my kit, and he hadn't turned up by kick-off time, so I had to hurriedly change and go on the field and play as wing forward. I mean, never played in the forwards in my life, I think, for Oak Cryptians.
Oh, that's great, because I've been telling everybody that you had at least one game at wing forward, and nobody believes me.
Well, you're right, yeah. And I gave Bob Timms a scoring pass, although I never thought he'd make it, because I do recall this quite vividly. The scrum wheeled a bit, the ball was at my feet, and I could see they were all packed on the blind side. There was only a narrow corridor to the try line, but there were about 3 defenders there. So I thought, well, Bob, being bigger than me, with a better chance, I gave him the ball, and he just flew over the top and scored. Incredible try, really. So that was my one and only game of wing forward. I wasn't picked there again.